This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're joined on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line by Lisa Farbstein, spokesperson with the TSA, talking some time-saving tips for heading back home after your Thanksgiving trip. Lisa, TSA, expecting to screen over 18 million people from Tuesday, this past Tuesday, to this coming Monday. Thinking ahead to wait times as you go through TSA checkpoints, how is the people-moving process is what I call it. How is that being optimized for the increase in holiday travelers?
So TSA is fully staffed across the country. Plus, we are able to utilize some overtime to encourage our officers to work a few extra hours. So that way we have even greater staffing availability to keep things moving smoothly through the checkpoints. In addition, we have volunteers from our administrative offices, program analysts, HR people, and the like, who often will, in addition, will often volunteer to assist at the checkpoint. Now, those folks, of course, are not trained or certified to use the screening equipment, but they're definitely helpful to keep the lines moving, remind passengers to take things out of their pockets, make sure bins are in their place, and the like. So fully staffed and good to go. And on Sunday, we expect to screen possibly in the neighborhood of 3 million people. Last week, TSA celebrated our 23rd anniversary, and in the last 23 years of screening passengers, this year we have screened people at amazing levels. Our top 10 busiest days in the last 23 years have all happened this year since Memorial Day weekend, the highest being the a few days right after the July 4th holiday, when we screened 3 million people for the first time ever in 23 years. That was on July 7th. And we really think that this Sunday we might hit that milestone yet again.
That is incredible. And we just want to circle back here. You mentioned what folks are traveling with. Of course, it's a holiday centered around food primarily. What are some ground rules for those who might be traveling back with food? What shouldn't people come home with?
People can come home with anything. The question really comes down to where should you pack it? For leftovers, well, for any food, whether you're still traveling today to get to your Thanksgiving destination or when you're traveling back home with some leftovers, you need to pack, or you may pack solid foods in your carry-on bag. And it's the non-solid foods that need to go into a check bag. So what's a solid food? So cakes, pies, cookies, any kind of casseroles, stuffing, mac and cheese. We consider those sorts of things to be solid foods. But it's those tricky ones that you might think are solid but aren't really. So, for example, you can bring raw vegetables and fruit to a checkpoint. Fine. But when it's in a can, the can makes you think it's solid, right? But when you shake the can, you can hear the liquid inside. So if you're traveling with a can of yams or a can of corn, if you shake it, you'll hear that there's liquid inside. So you would want to put that in your check bag. The other thing is we see a lot of people traveling with are spreadables. Spreadables such as cranberry sauce, gravy, jams, jellies, and preserves, whether they're homemade or whether they're from a little gourmet shop. All those sorts of spreadables should be packed in a checked bag. If you're unsure if something would be considered a liquid or a spreadable, basically, if you can spill it, spread it, spray it, pump it, or pour it, and it's a food item, it should probably go into your checked bag. You want to bring home some extra sliced turkey, some sliced ham, whatever you've got. Hey, you can bring that through a checkpoint if you like.
And hey, maybe there's someone out there that needs to hear this. Kitchen utensils that might be coming back. Don't know if any there's any chefs traveling out there, but what is and isn't allowed there?
Of course, no sharp items are allowed through a checkpoint. So if you're traveling with your favorite family carving knife or such thing like that, you want to pack that definitely in your check bag.
It's as much of a family holiday as it is a food holiday. Lots of people will be traveling with little kids, maybe even babies. What should families do to ensure the quickest process of getting through?
So you definitely want to get to the airport early. That's key. This is a type of holiday where lots of people who are flying are not necessarily frequent flyers. You know, maybe we see grandparents who only fly once or twice a year to visit their grandchildren, so they're not as practiced. Or maybe you see a young family with a newborn that have not had the opportunity to travel with the stroller and the car seat and the diaper bag. And so, again, it might take them a little longer to get through a checkpoint as well. So we do advise you to get to a checkpoint. Get to the airport, actually, about 2 hours before your ticketed flight. Think of it this way. There's going to be a little more traffic right around the airport. It might take a little longer to park or to return a rental car. If you're checking luggage, you can definitely expect to see a line at your check-in counter. And all that's before you even get to the checkpoint. Now, when you do get to the checkpoint, and if you do find yourself in the line, use that time to your advantage. It's the ideal time to take everything out of your pockets and put them directly into your carry-on bag. That way, when you get up to the stainless steel tables, you've already got a head start, and you're not likely to leave something behind in a bin. Unfortunately, people do sometimes leave things behind in a bin. But if you put those items from your pocket directly into your carry-on bag, you're much less likely to leave anything behind.
And finally, Lisa, what are some of the busiest airports expected to be over the weekend?
I think that the busiest airports are exactly what you might imagine. They're going to be the busiest, the largest airports in the country. You're going to see some of the large ones on the East Coast, Boston, Philadelphia, of course, Newark, LaGuardia, JFK, Baltimore, Charlotte, and then, of course, down in Florida. We're going to see lots of people flying in and out of Florida. You're going to see some airports such as in Chicago and L.A., you'll see in Denver and Phoenix and Dallas. So these big airports are going to be the busiest in the country.
All right, Lisa, thank you so much, and have a wonderful weekend.